I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The collegiate lacrosse season came to an end with the men's championship on Memorial Day as top-seeded Maryland faced the three-seed Ohio State. The Terps entered the game with 11 national titles in the sport, but a more current run of 0-for-9 in the finals.
Zeros on the clock, and it's over for the first time since 1975. Maryland has won the men's lacrosse national championship. The 42-year wait in College Park is finally over. National champs once again.
That's Dave Ryan with a call on Westwood One as the Terps won the game 9-6. Maryland head coach John Tillman said afterwards that experience was the key.
Just kind of try to take a little piece of the mistakes we made and try to prove a little bit. And we're such a senior later team, and having all those older players really helped us just stay poised in the tough moments.
One of those senior leaders was Tim Muller, who became the first ever defenseman to be named the championship's most outstanding player. Gillette Stadium was once again the host of the D1 men's and women's championship, along with the D2 and D3 men's finals. Details on those coming up on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
Wrapping up the NCAA lacrosse season, we continue with the women's championship as the Maryland Terrapins made it a Division I sweep with their 16-13 win over Boston College. It's Maryland's third women's title in 4 years and completes a perfect 23-0 season. In D2, the women's title went to top-seeded Adelphi University thanks to a 6-4 win over Florida Southern. And for the D2 men, the Saints from Limestone College made a comeback from 6-4 down to beat Merrimack 11-9. And finally, the D3 trophies went to the Gettysburg Bullets for the women, their second title, and the Salisbury Seagulls for the men, giving them a 22-1 record and back-to-back titles. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.